Record ocean heat, an ancient galaxy, and two new superconductors. The EU's Copernicus Marine Service reported that global sea surface temperatures reached 20.98 degrees Celsius in June, the hottest June ocean temperature on record, surpassing records set in both 2023 and 2024. Scientists warned that three consecutive years of record June ocean temperatures intensify storm systems, accelerate Arctic ice melt, disrupt fisheries that billions of people depend on, and set conditions for coral bleaching events. The financial exposure to food supply chains, shipping disruption from intensified tropical storms, and freshwater availability in regions dependent on glacial runoff is not yet fully reflected in market valuations, which tend to price slow-moving climate risks only after specific damaging events. An ancient galaxy designated Andromeda XXV6, estimated at 12.5 billion years old, was discovered as a satellite of the Andromeda Galaxy, one of the faintest satellite galaxies ever found orbiting it. The discovery involved the contribution of an amateur astronomer working through citizen science infrastructure built over the last decade, producing data that professional researchers used in the confirmation. The galaxy's extreme faintness and age make it scientifically notable. Faint dwarf galaxies of this kind are considered remnants of the universe's earliest structural formation. Machine learning identified two new superconductors this week, materials conducting electricity without resistance at potentially useful temperatures, by screening candidate compounds computationally before laboratory synthesis, dramatically compressing a discovery timeline that traditional experimental chemistry conducted one compound at a time. Superconductors underpin technologies from MRI machines to maglev trains and are foundational to quantum computing at scale. NASA separately awarded $568 million in lunar lander contracts to three companies, deliberately diversifying its contractor base after Apollo-era experience demonstrated the fragility of single contractor dependencies for human spaceflight hardware. The FDA authorized reduced-risk marketing claims for ZN nicotine pouches, the first such designation granted to a nicotine pouch product, allowing the manufacturer to market them as lower risk than cigarettes. Public health researchers acknowledge that nicotine pouches do carry substantially lower cancer risk than combustible tobacco, while expressing concern that reduced risk labeling could accelerate adoption among people who would not otherwise have used any nicotine product.